Joe, I mean, we might as well just get right to it. What happened with Demarius on the sideline, and what did you have to deal with there?
It wasn't anything. I mean, it's, coach has talked about it. Demarius has talked about it. We're moving forward. So, the only thing I will say is I've read a couple of things about him blowing a coverage, which is weird to me. If you don't know what the coverage call is, how you can write that he blew a coverage, which he did not blow a coverage. So, but other than that, everything else, we're ready for Dallas. So.
So, and I don't know who wrote the coverage or what.
It was three people. I know who wrote it, but okay. It is what it is.
But if you didn't blow a coverage, why was he taken out?
Well, we've already took care of that. One thing that we do here, all right, and now the head coach has talked about it, we handle everything in-house. I just felt that I should address that because he's being, you know, if you don't know what we're in and you're going to be able to write that he blew a coverage when he didn't, you know, you say, well, it looks like he blew a coverage. That's fine. But to definitively say that, I don't think that's accurate for the kid. So.
What's your definition of blowing the coverage, not knowing what the coverage is?
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's the definition. Or not being where you're supposed to be.
So there's a difference between getting beat
and... Oh, yeah, there's a difference between getting beat and blowing the coverage. Yeah, that's the difference.
So he just got beat.
I'm not going to talk about that.
John, I got to ask you, a couple weeks ago... You were here, you referenced the girls in gymnastics, and you talked about all the things you expect from your kids.
Yeah.
And you talked about how those apply to Ladarius.
Correct.
Don't you need that from all your guys?
You do.
It's disappointing when, I'm sorry, I understand you don't want to get into the details of this, but there's no way that he was espousing all those characteristics or he wouldn't have gotten kicked off the sideline. Fair?
Not necessarily. No, that's not necessarily fair.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand. I think I understand this idea of wanting to move forward, but I also have this desire to be accurate about what occurred and depict it correctly, and then everybody can move forward because this is still what your fans are talking about and trying to understand. So I'm trying to be the good middle man here.
I understand.
And so I'm just trying, what do you need from him so he can be more like the guy that you described when we had that conversation a couple weeks ago?
All D needs to do, all right, is play the way he had played up until that play. All right? He played fast. He tackled. Played with great energy. That's all. And do that moving forward. All right? Everything else that happened, we've taken care of it. We've moved forward. It's family business. I mean, when you have issues in your family, you don't tell everybody, do you? Yeah, but you don't tell the world about it. You know, it's just family business, and we've taken care of it. And we've moved forward, and that's where we are now. If we use any energy worrying about what happened in the past, and we got to focus on the Dallas Cowboys, that's a waste of time. When we got to go down and play a really good football team, so that's where our energy is. I mean, we haven't even talked about it. Literally, we haven't even talked about it. It is on to the Dallas Cowboys.
I think also though, if they whether it was your girls or mine, mm-hmm. if they pouted at a meet mm-hmm. in front of all their teammates and the parents, people would also take note of that.
Fair?
That's fair.
Okay. I also don't think anybody pays $150
to go watch our kids play youth sports. So there's a little bit of a different scrutiny on
that. That's fair.
Joe, like you said, I thought until that touchdown, Demarius played pretty well Thursday night. We talk all the time about how a corner you need short memory.
Mm-hmm.
Is it troubling that he responded to one play the way that he did?
No, it's not troubling. That play, that game is done. We won that game. It was a good win, good team win. All three phases played well. Now we're trying to do the same thing down in Dallas. So everything about that game, Cincinnati game, Atlanta game, Seattle game, that's all in the past.
Going forward, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Going forward, that's what we're focusing on Dallas and doing what we need to do to beat them.
But there are going to be situations that arise when Demarius Randle might get beat going forward. Does he need to mentally channel that better than he did? Does he, going forward, need to handle
that? When we get to those situations, we'll see how he handles it. You got to ask him that.
Joe, what you were really excited about Q and Cam.
Yeah.
What does he need to do to get back in the rotation and have more of a role?
It's simple. The same thing that I've always said, Jason. You know, the guys that are playing well, or not necessarily playing well, but playing the best, will play. And so we're putting packages together of guys that are giving us the best chance to win. And when he gets his opportunity, which he will get another opportunity, all right, he needs to go out there and play to a level where he can be one of the 11 guys on the field. And that's not only him, that's everybody in the room. You know, Josh Hawkins got an opportunity this last game, and he I think he did really well with his opportunity. So he'll probably get more opportunities. You know, that's what happens when you play well. You know, so that's just part of it.
I know he hasn't played from scrimmage yet, but what have you seen developmental-wise from Pipkins so far since?
You know, you saw him on special teams. He brought great energy to the special teams. I thought he did I think it was Cincinnati game. I thought he did a nice job there. He was a hold-up guy. He finished plays, and he showed the energy and the toughness that we saw in training camp. So hopefully he can develop himself on defense a little bit more, but the time that he got out there, he showed great energy on special teams.
What do you think of Hawkins?
Like I just said, I thought Hawk went out there, stayed with his technique. He challenged at the line of scrimmage. I know you've asked me a lot about getting hands-on on the line of scrimmage, and if you watch him, that's what he did. He had three pass breakups up the field, and he tackled well. So I was pleased with how he played and with those, you know, 40 snaps that he got.
When the nitro became more prevalent in the defense, we asked Scott McCurley what it was like to see his traditional guys on the field less. When four safeties go on the field and some of your guys go off the field, how is that?
That's no different. All I care about is winning the game. We put the best 11 guys out there, no matter who it is.
Hey, Joe, you know, one of those best 11 has been King.
Yes.
What do you think of the way he's grown and developed in a pretty short time? What does he take from a game like where you matched him up with A.J. Green all game long?
You know, I don't know if we've ever taken a rookie and tried that with him. I know everybody says A.J. had 10 completions, which he did, but only four of them were on Kevin. So, you know, I think he gave up four completions for 57 or 59 yards. Everything else was zone or what have you. And he really doesn't care. I mean, he asks for people. And he's going to get beat, all right? And he's going to get beat some, but he challenges. He's going to get put in some situations where it's going to be difficult. But the kid competes. He's very smart. He wants to get better. He wants to be great. And I'm excited to see where he can move forward to.
Has there been an instance at all where he hasn't known the coverage, you know, as a rookie? I'm sure that happens.
He doesn't have any mental errors, no. No, I mean, not in regular season. I can't think back to preseason, you know, that's so far. But I know he doesn't have any mental errors during the regular season thus far. Well, he's outside, so it's not that hard outside. I mean, the safeties and the nickel are telling you, the star are telling you what to do, basically. So you're not going to – if you're playing the star position or the safeties, you're going to typically – because you're the communicators. So you're going to typically have more errors there than you have outside.
So, Joe, what do you have to see from a mental makeup standpoint in a rookie to give him that kind of responsibility? I mean, we all can see 6'3 and 30-some inch arms and can run. But yeah, from a mental makeup standpoint, what do you have to see to trust that?
Well, he just has it. Some guys have, you know, and like I said, he might give up five touchdowns this next game, and he really not going to care because he goes out there and he has that it factor. You know, he's very mature. He's very smart, and nothing shakes him. Nothing shakes him. When I jump him and I jump him hard, he really doesn't care. I mean, he just, yes, sir, and he goes on and does it the way I ask him to do it.
Guys like Beasley or Edelman or Welker, those kind of shifty slot guys, mm-hmm. What are some of the keys to defending players with those skill sets?
Since we have to face Beasley this week, I will talk about that the next time because I don't want them to look at it. Because I actually look at the other coaches' interviews and you can get things from them. And they're not going to look at mine and be able to get anything about how we're going to defend Beasley. He's a really good player, I'll tell you that. I give you that right there. He's a really good player.